Thatcher's militant blacklist. I wasn't surprised that newly released cabinet papers confirm supporters of militant, predecessor of the socialist, in the civil service were under secret surveillance, and that Thatcher wanted them sacked. In the late 1980s, I applied for a job in the Health and Safety Executive as an employment medical advisor. I went to an office in Whitehall for the interview and supplied references. A few days later, I got a letter saying the department was pleased to offer me the job, subject to confirmation of your date of birth, professional qualifications and other matters. I sent copies of my birth certificate and qualifications, and waited before giving notice to my employer. After 6 weeks, I got another letter informing me that due to a change of operational requirements, the post was not now going to be filled. As there was nothing wrong with my birth certificate or qualifications, I could only assume other matters were the problem. By then I'd been active as a socialist with militant for about 15 years. John Dale, Secretary, Unite M/NG32 Nottinghamshire Health Union Branch, Personal Capacity,